Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Congratulations and celebrate.
Cliff Richard saying congratulations, the UK entry in the Eurovision Song Contest held on this day back in 1968 at Royal Albert Hall in London, winning second place to Spain. He turns 80 in October and will tour the UK later this year.
People say, well, you're going to have a big party. I said, I'd rather have three or four small ones, you know. I remember on my 70th, there were 200 people and I couldn't speak to everybody. The original title for my tour was going to be the 80th birthday tour. I said, oh, we've done that, 70th birthday tour, 75th birthday tour. And I was speaking to myself, saying, "What? I feel great at 80. I like the fact that it sounds good. The Great 80 Tour.
Congratulations and celebrations. Well, I tell everyone that you're in love with me."
Rod Stewart married actor George Hamilton's ex-wife Alana back on this day in 1979 in Beverly Hills, California. The couple had a daughter, Kimberly, and a son, Sean. They divorced in 1984.
Basically, we would like to live a pretty quiet life with our children.
I've just opened up a lot more in the last 15 years. Especially now having kids and wife, you know. Everything is more in perspective than it's ever been before.
And a couple of drummers celebrating a birthday today. Tony Connor of Hot Chocolate turned 73. They had over 25 top 40 hits, including this one.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing, sexy thing.
And Ralph Cooper, the drummer for the Australian soft rock band Air Supply, who scored the 1980 UK number 11 single, All Out of Love, turned 69 today. That is Today in Music, Monday the 6th of April, Mix 104.9.